When someone calls the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, they can select an option to speak with an LGBTQ+ trained counselor. But a leaked budget document revealed President Donald Trump's administration plans to cut those services. Mary Kay Battaglia is the director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Wisconsin. She's worried people won't call 988 if the cuts go through.
People from the LGBTQ+ community want to speak to a peer, somebody that understands their concerns.
Already this year, over 100,000 contacts used the service. According to a 2024 survey, nearly 40% of LGBTQ+ youth considered suicide in the past year. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.